Power FM Breakfast with Nix, the Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair, your premium Optus dealer.
Are you getting married anytime soon? Yeah, well, maybe you are and you're in the process of looking for a wedding dress. Are you on a budget? Well, I just found one that could definitely suit your budget. It is a toilet paper wedding dress. I'm not kidding. 11 rolls of toilet paper have been used to make this wedding dress. Tape, glue and 11 rolls of toilet paper. And I got to say, a lot of patience. That's all I can say because I couldn't make this. Now, look, it does look lovely. I'm going to post a picture on our Facebook Facebook page, facebook.com/981 Power FM. But look, has anybody stopped to think about the fact that toilet paper, all right, you've got a whole dress made out of toilet paper, economic, only 11 rolls worth, right, a lot of time into it, kind of avoids the problem when you get worried about walking out of the bathroom with the toilet paper stuck on the heel of your shoe that may have attached itself there. Hey, you don't need to worry about that anymore because your entire dress is toilet paper. I just feel it's a little bit flawed. Has anybody stopped to think of the fact that toilet paper, it's not great in rain, it dissolves. If it's a rainy wedding, your whole wedding dress is going to dissolve off you. That's all I'm saying. Weird. Look, check it out online. Birthday calls are up next. Now it's coming. Just on 6:45 this morning for your Tuesday morning, an expected high of 19 degrees and mainly fine this afternoon across the beautiful Upper Hunter. Now, how's your kitchen going? Are you standing there maybe listening to the radio, you're making your cereal and you're looking around and just thinking, ugh. Do you know what? My kitchen just looks a bit stale. Gee, I'd give anything to have a bit of a makeover on my kitchen. Well, lucky for you, that's exactly what we are doing. We are coming. We are going to be live in your kitchen. Over the next couple of months, I'm going to be broadcasting live from kitchens around the Hunter. Every Tuesday morning, you can catch me in somebody's kitchen. And then we are going to be giving away to one lucky Hunter Valley home a brand new kitchen. Yes, it's very exciting. I love my kitchen. But look, I was thinking last night when I was standing in the kitchen making some dinner, the drawer situation in kitchens, all right? You've got the top drawer. Now, the top drawer always has the cutlery in it. That's what I reckon, right? Then you've got the next drawer down. That has always got, you know, the bigger utensils, your barbecue tongs, your serving spoons, all of that kind of thing. The third drawer down, what's in it? What is in your third drawer down? That is what I want to know across the morning. What's in your third drawer down? Mine? That's where I keep my tea towels. My tea towels live there. I save my fourth drawer down for all of my cling wrap and stuff like that, but my third drawer down has my tea towels in it. So 6541981 this morning, let me know what's in your third drawer down. That's what I want to know this morning. 6541981.
The Family Kitchen.
Yeah, we've got a kitchen makeover to give away. Head online to powerfm.com.au/hunter. Send us a photo of your kitchen and we could be on our way to broadcast live from your kitchen and you could be winning a $10,000 kitchen makeover. Now, this morning, I want to know, 6541981, what's in the third door down in your kitchen? Mick from Singleton. Buddy, how are you today?
Good. Yeah, it's good to be back.
It is great. We've missed you. Now, buddy, what's in your third drawer down in your kitchen?
Well, my third drawer is very classy, and I have garbage bags.
Garbage bags? A good place to keep your garbage. Is that literally all you've got?
Pretty much all I've got. A few little plastic bags, like those sealing Ziploc bag type. Mostly garbage bags.
Mate, what would happen if somebody moved your garbage bags on you and you opened your third drawer down and found that there were maybe tea towels in there instead?
Well, I think it would be pretty hard to line the bin with tea towels, so... not sure what I'll do.
Oh, Mick, as always, it's been a pleasure, buddy. Have a great one.
No problem.
Let us know what's in your third drawer down or your sport next on 98.1 Power FM. This morning we are powered by Harvey Norman in Musselbrook Fair and it's just on 7:42 this morning for your Tuesday morning. Now, if you are an Apple product fan like myself, then you may be excited to know that Apple has just announced its new releases. Now, they have like their annual Apple meeting where they get together. Would it be really funny if they ate oranges? You know, like orange quarters in the middle of the table? Okay, that's my lame joke for the day. And they have announced a host of new features. It was all about operating systems this year round. We were waiting to see whether it was going to be a new iPhone or an iWatch or a I don't know, iWell, something else that might get you some water. But no, it is all about operating systems. And look, it seems that they have really focused on upgrading their operating systems to be really what we need as the customer. So if you are an excited Apple fan, here you go. This is what you can expect out of your iOS 8. Your new operating system. Basically, the notifications will be better. You can interact with your notifications. So when somebody sends you a meeting, or if you've got a meeting agenda or something, you can swipe left and swipe yes, right to accept it or decline. Isn't that Tinder? I think Apple's going a bit Tinder on us. An upgrade to your messages, so you can actually send an audio message that will self-destruct in a few minutes. Now, I love this, but I hope it self-destructs in a full-on Mission Impossible way. Because then I would be really impressed if it kind of like burns into, it incinerates in front of you. It'd be like, this message will self-destruct in 3 seconds. And then there's like a little flame as your message burns. That would be very cool. I would be happy with that. And just one of the other things, they are working on health and home products that they hope will help you monitor your health, things like blood pressure checking, and you can put in all of your health details and keep a track on your health. But another one is the home side of it. And apparently, you will be able to control your Wi-Fi connected things at home. So say your Wi-Fi connected slow cooker, you could sit here at work and send a text to your slow cooker to turn it on so that your roast lamb is, or your lamb, slow cooked lamb is done for the dinner. You can check your baby monitor through your phone, and of course you can adjust all your lighting just through the touch of your phone. Great. I'm just hoping it comes with also the application to walk my dog and do my washing, the two things that I hate doing at home. So there you go. There's your upgrades that you can expect from your iPhone.